Mr. Watterson, as we continue on this final side of our tape, our interview, how many lambs do you have usually during the spring? Or do they come in the spring?
About 60 lambs last year. This year, there ain't quite so many, around 40, I think. We figure on keeping 50 old ewes, and they're getting too old and dying out on us. We've lost 7 so far this year.
Well, where do lamb chops come from? When do you kill off the sheep, or do you, send them someplace?
We send them someplace. Mm-hmm. That's out of my question, butchering. I used to butcher them, but Roger won't eat them. I won't eat them alone.
You don't like lamb?
I used to when my mother cooked it, but my wife cooked some once and it didn't taste good. And she wouldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. Makes a difference who does the cooking.
Yes, yes. Well, you have, we've also just gone over to your barns and saw your pigs. Did your father used to have pigs?
He only raised 2 and that was for this pork barrel.
For the what? Pork?
Pork barrel, we call it.
For your own use. I suppose your father would do butchering?
Oh yes, me and him used to go out butchering. That's something the past know. Mm-hmm. We got $1 a head for butchering. Take 2 pigs, it take 1.5 a day. Mm. Heat the water and butcher them. And some of them weigh around 300. Butcher them and scald them and hang them up. I used to butcher cattle too.
How much would you get for doing that? The same price?
Butchering? I never went out butchering. I just butchered my own.
I see.
My neighbor from Roseville just come down to it for $1. I sold beef for 7 cents a pound.
Boy. That was a few years ago.
Pork for $3 a hundred. Roosevelt's times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I'll get back. I want to ask you. I want to ask you how raising the pigs has changed.
Well, home here, it ain't too much difference, only keep them separate. Years ago, we'd 1 or 2 together, we'd let them run. Turn them out in the orchard and let them run. Now we keep them separate and keep lights on them.
Now, when they're new pigs.
Baby them.
Yes. The new pigs you keep separate from the mothers. They have a little, it's like, it isn't really a square. It's more of an oblong, a rectangle, right?
But, up to swabs, they have crates they put them in. The pig's got to stand right there and she can't turn around. And the little pig's coming in from each side. Nurse. I went on a pig tour 2 years ago and some of the farmers, they market 30 pigs a day, a week. 220-pound pigs. Went through the slaughterhouse down in Pennsylvania. At that time they was butchering 700 pigs a day. And 6 months after that I was talking with them, they've raised to 1,200 pigs a day. That's a lot of pigs, 220-pound pigs.
We'll see.
They can raise pigs today without an awful lot of fat on them too. Is that right?
Well, they figure on fatting the pig now in 6 months. Mm-hmm. Time is born to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. Takes me longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Someone has told us that during the Second World War, people would come along to the different farmers and try to buy meat. We'll call it the black market sort of thing. Did you ever have that experience?
Well, I've sold quite a few that went on the black market. They got rich on it.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'd buy them off farmer market price and they'd sell them for Well, and what they give, some of them, out of the city, they give an awful price for them. Just to have meat.
That would be cows or pigs.
Well, on Ridgeway, he butchered a stag pig.
What's a stag pig?
That's what we call a boar pig, a father pig.
Okay.
And that was a big old cuss. Mm-hmm. He had hung upside the ridge, and fella stopped here on the hotel, and he says, "What do you take for a quarter of that beef?" He told them, they took it. He sold that pig for beef.
Oh, really?
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well,
that was big enough for beef.
Yeah.
Well, Earl, do you have anything else? Let's see now, are you a Methodist?
I ain't much of anything.
I don't believe that. You said the other day, though, that you sometimes go to the Wesleyan Methodist Church in Ashford.
That's where I was brought up, in the Wesleyan Methodist Church, but
you,
I go
you
to
go Easter?
Kingdom.
Good for you. So you're going to go next Sunday?
Yep. Oh, this coming Sunday.
Yes.
I got an invitation to go to Niagara Falls, but I'm going to break that. Jehovah Witnesses down preaching your sermon.
Oh, they come by, don't they? Yes. One other thing that you've had several hip operations.
Had two, same one.
On the same hip.
Yeah, this one ain't doing as good as the first one.
Well, now you said this hip was damaged as a result of a fall when you were 6 years old.
Yeah. Had doctors then, I'd probably been in the World War I.
Yes. It hasn't slowed you down
not too much.
You were out clipping trees today when we came along. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone see me up a tree, they tell me to get down out. I'm at home up there.
Well, you said that your wife was very ill before she died.
She had sugar diabetes and rheumatism and everything you can mention, pretty near.
Were you able to have her at home?
Well, when she wasn't in the hospital.
Yes.
She died in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. She died in 1974.
I had my first hip operation March 1975.
Oh dear. And since then you've lived here in your own home alone. But you manage very well. You have a nice stove. What kind of a stove is this?
Round oak.
Round oak. Made the same year you were born.
1896.
Do you mentioned in eating that you didn't especially care for the way lamb was cooked, so we have seen you at NutriFair in Medina. When did you first start going to that?
Well, that's the last time I started in right after I had my hip operation. That was in December. Mm-hmm. Bill wanted me to go before that, and I says, wait. I didn't tell him what I was going to do. And mm-hmm. When I got home from my operation, I says, I'll go up with you once a week. I went twice, I think, before that, where I had. Mm-hmm. Working on the farm, it takes about 3 hours to go up there and back. And trimming trees, you'd be surprised how many tools in trimming 3 hours. Mm-hmm. If you hire a tree trimmed, it costs you from $2 to $5.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said on the farm that you hire people to plow your land. Is that right?
Yeah. We hire Bruce Rutherford to do the plowing. He does that nights.
He works someplace else during the day?
Works for We'll courtship sand and gravel and cement.
And then you prepare the ground, is that right? How do you prepare the ground?
Have to take a disc or a drag and go over it, or a cul-packer. Take around 400 to 500 acres, go over it 3 times. You keep you busy all summer.
And you do that?
I do the, last year I done all the spraying on 30 acres, and I cut the hay and raked it and baled it. Keep my son busy cultivating and planting and weed spraying and that.
What do you do when it comes harvest time?
We just take over and we do it all with a combine now. Years ago we used to do it all with a binder, cut it, shock it up and draw it to the separator. And fellas had done the thrashing, made me mad, and I'd have to wait till they decided they'd do it, and so I bought a combine. Had one ever since. Mm-hmm. 4 foot cut first from $360.
Well, $360 today, you couldn't get it for that. What would you pay today for it? Quite a bit.
See, now this one they got was $26,000.
Wow.
Good heavens. Well. Well, Earl, thank you ever so much for this interview. It's really been most helpful. We appreciate it.
I don't know. They will if they read all that junk or not.